Hi, you're listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Robbins. Right now we're reading Girl Reporter from my Cookie Cutter Superhero series. This novella won the DITMAR in 2018 for Best Novella and Aurealis Awards for Best Science Fiction Novella and Best YA Short Story. Girl Reporter, to Chapter 3, Tragic Backstories Are for Losers. I didn't speak to Griff for 2 days. I went to and from uni by Uber and ignored his attempts to get in contact. I attended my classes. I tweeted belatedly about the superhero spill and how Carolee Luang was going to be the best cat suit ever. I informed my government contacts that my missing mother might not be currently residing in this dimension. According to them, this explained a lot. One afternoon, I got back from my political satire in 20th century sitcom lecture to find my living room full of hot superheroes. Oh, and the man still auditioning for the role of my brother. I gave the group my iciest stare. Don't you have other things to do? A new superhero to break in back at the ranch? The Dark is mentoring the new catsuit through her first week, said Astra. Griff and I made identical strangled coughs at that thought. The Dark did not play well with others. The only reason he was mentoring a newbie was if he wanted to see how fast he could make her cry. I can send him a playlist of training montage music, I suggested. You're not allowed to rickroll the Dark. He would blame me, said Griff. I grinned, then remembered that I was pissed off at him. The grin fell off my face. Is this a planning meeting? Or an intervention? He raised his eyebrows at me. Do you need an intervention? I need a cookie, I decided, and headed for the kitchen. There was a teenage boy sitting at our kitchen island, with textbooks spread out all over. He looked about 15, all arms and legs skinny, with thick glasses and the world's worst haircut. Who the hell are you? I demanded. He wasn't bothered by my presence, which made one of us. I'm Liam. Griff says I can't work on extra-dimensional mapping strategies until after I've done my homework. Oh, one of the orphans. Right. I remembered him from graduation. Knock yourself out, I sighed. Do you want milk and cookies? I'm lactose intolerant, and we're not allowed products with refined sugar. More for me. Which is why I had 3 chocolate chip cookies crammed into my mouth when Solar followed me into the kitchen, glowing with radiant health and possibly actual radiation. Hi, I'm Joey. Sure, I interviewed you once. Yeah, I remember. I wasn't sure you... She trailed off. Hello, adorable munch. She actually thought I might have forgotten that time I got the exclusive interview with the it girl of the superhero world. Sorry we just landed on you like this, she said. That's Griff for you. If he sees something he thinks he can fix, he won't ask first. He once took Mum's Porsche apart because there's a slight rattle in the engine. That was the day our chauffeur quit. Sola, no, Joey. I was going to think of her as Joey. That would help with some of my inner filing problems. Tilted her head to one side. Your problems are not like other people's problems. That was rich, coming from someone who once punched a robot dinosaur in the face, but okay. Tell me about it, I said dramatically. My mother has been kidnapped and or murdered by an intergalactic space queen. Must be Wednesday. I couldn't help digging deeper. This was my family drama. But it was also my job. You never faced off against Megadethra, did you? I already knew the answer, but I wanted to hear her response. That's what journalism is all about. Joey pulled a face. Definitely not. As everyone keeps telling me, she was Solar's supervillain. The real Solar. The fact that Megadethra hasn't invaded our dimension in the last 4 years is further evidence that I'm not the real deal. According to message boards anyway. Fans are the worst, I commiserated. Aren't you a fan? She said slyly. I wiped cookie crumbs off my chin. Sure, but my opinions are 100% reasoned, unbiased, and correct. Of course. Joey gave me a Solar-quality smile that literally glowed. My friend Willa works for Channel 9. Tina Valentina is her hero. She used to make us watch all her shows and the clips of the old ones. She convinced her mother to buy her a pantsuit when she was 7. Oh, very sweet, but I wasn't in the mood to hear about someone else who loved my mother. She was my hero first. How's the new catsuit working out? Is this off the record? This is the 21st century. Nothing is off the record. I mean, I'm not currently recording this conversation on my phone and uploading it live to my site if knowing that makes you feel better. It's so weird having 3 of us. 3 women. When I came to the tower the first time, Astra rode up in the lift with me, gave me all this advice about what it was like being the only girl on the team. But I'd never actually been the only girl on the team. Now we outnumber the men. To be fair, I think the Dark has enough tragic man pain to count as 3 blokes. Joey snorted at that. You're not wrong. I like Kellyanne. Catsuit, I mean, the new catsuit. I need to remember to call her that. But to be honest, this was it. My exclusive. The thing no other vlogger would know about the inner thoughts of baby Solar. Just 2 millennials chatting about life and career junk. Yeah? I asked, leaning in. I thought it was going to be me this time, Joey confessed. I was ready, you know? My old friends are grown up and moving on. They have boyfriends, jobs. They know what they want to do with their lives because they got to finish high school and apply for jobs or uni courses. They got to figure themselves out. I'm a 20-year-old temp fighting monsters for a living. You might turn out to be a lifer, I suggested. Dolly Magazine's Girl Power Guru of the Year leaned a hip against my kitchen cabinets. Her left arm, the one that tapered at the wrist because she was born without a hand, swung casually back and forth. I once watched her punch the tyres off a sentient bus with that wrist. Sure, except that my contract comes up every 6 months. I don't think I'd mind doing this job forever if I knew for sure that was the deal. On the other hand, my mother hasn't been kidnapped by an intergalactic space queen, so who am I to complain? Well, I wasn't going to say it out loud. Hey, I said, I get why Astra's here, and it was cool of you to come along. But why did Griff invite Danny? She's not a superhero anymore. Hasn't been for years. Joey gave me another of those super cute smiles of hers, eyes gleaming with humour. Griff says it's because she's one of the best strategists he knows. Also, she got engaged last month, and her fiancé, you know, the bloke who used to be Buckshot, he's been driving her up the wall with wedding details, so she needed the distraction. I went back into the room on my best behaviour. A bunch of frickin' superheroes were donating their time to plan a rescue mission for my mother. The least I could do was not be a bitch about it. That lasted for about 4 minutes. So, we have a list of international superheroes to contact and a strategy for me to comprehensively sweep the most likely dimensional pockets where Megadeth has been spotted before, said Danny, who had a laptop open and was building an epic spreadsheet. What are we missing? We should make sure that we touch base with anyone Tina might have discussed her plans with before she disappeared, said Astra. She glanced over at me. Have you been in touch with your dad lately? I froze. Griff, an arm's length from me, also went very still. I don't have a dad, I snapped. Astra blinked at me. I thought an Instagram filter of awkwardness laid itself over my living room. Does everyone in this room think that original recipe Solar is my dad? I said loudly. 3 blondes shrugged and looked embarrassed. You mean he isn't? Said Joey, apparently saying what the others were thinking, them and the rest of the world. I held up a hand in case any of them thought that further discussion was on the cards right now. You probably all think I'm a brat and that I'm overreacting about this, but I'm about to flounce up to my bedroom and I don't want you to misunderstand my motives. I am literally doing this so I don't stab you all in the face. And I flounced. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that original recipe Solar is my dad. That shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. When a famous celebrity journalist becomes a single mother and refuses to reveal the name of her child's father, you get a lot of people nosing about with their own theories. For a couple of years there, everyone was sure I was Russell Crowe's love child. Then there was the long-running speculation on how I was fathered by the boss of Mum's network, gay, or her former editor at the paper, married, and not skeevy-shacking his employees on the side, married. Genuine childhood sweetheart, love fest, married. Even Billy Brett, the best photographer Mum ever worked with, earned a place in the gossip hot seat, thanks to some judicious Photoshop and poor journalistic maths. He was 15 or so when I was born. Ew. It was perhaps inevitable that the longest-running, stickiest, hardest-to-avoid rumour of them all would be that Solar knocked up his girl reporter, the woman who made him famous. You have to understand, when the machines first arrived, no one really knew what was happening. It was years before the superhero system became public knowledge, when the governments of the world stepped in to control the lotteries and add their own bureaucratic support system. For the first few years that Solar and the original True Blue Aussie Butte team of superheroes were fighting crime and saving the day, no one even knew their code names. Tina Valentina changed everything when she made Solar smile. And yeah, if it was you, even if you were completely feminist and self-contained and believed that not everyone needed a mum and a dad to make a well-rounded family, hashtag love wins, but you still kind of secretly wanted a male parent when you were feeling weak and needy, who would you pick? I bet you half a dollar that if you knew your mum had been romantically linked with a handsome, well-built, literal superhero who's not only powerful and famous but had a reputation for being the most morally upright superhero in the history of the world, you'd probably fixate on him. Just a tad. It made sense. Not only because Tina Valentina, girl reporter, made Solar smile in 1987, but the secrecy would have a point to it. It's the cliche of every superhero romance movie ever made. They kept it a secret to protect you from his many enemies. I hate that trope. But if it's true, then I get it. I lay on my bed for 6 minutes, listening to Lemonade through my earbuds, until Griff knocked on my door. Hey, Fry. You don't have to use your soothing voice and conflict resolution training on me. I'm fine. I grouched as he let himself in, sitting on the end of my bed. I have a headache and 3 essays to write. Didn't expect to be mounting an extra-dimensional search party today, but I'm fine. Sorry for ambushing you, he said, almost like he meant it. Yeah, no, you're not. You have this pathological need to fix things. Tina Valentina's mystery holiday to nowhere is a thing that needs to be fixed. Your interfering was inevitable. You'll help then, he said. I've already notified most of Mum's old friends and asked them to keep an eye out. I haven't heard back from Billy Brett yet. I left a voicemail for him. Seems a long bow. He took the photo for your book cover, yeah? I think that's the last time they were in touch. Sure, said Griff. He's not my dad. Billy? Ew, no, not Billy. Obviously he's not my dad. Solar isn't either. If he was, things would be different, right? He doesn't have to be your dad, Griff said softly. He still might know something. Tina must have talked to him over the last few years since he was replaced by a teenager. Retired. We should check, don't you think? Fine. Let me just text him on his private number, which, oh, I don't have, because I've literally never spoken to him in my life. Griff was quiet for a long time. I have his number, he admitted. Oh, I said. This is not my tragic backstory. I had a great childhood. My mother loved me. I never wanted for money or support. I get to make snarky vids for a living, and I don't have to worry about ad income. I am hashtag first world problems. I am hashtag white girl privilege. No daddy issues to work through here. A phone call's not going to fix that. And yet, Griff left me alone in my room with his phone in a supreme act of trust. Still, if I was in the mood to go on a prank-calling spree of superheroes past and present, it would have an exciting random element to it. Griff is one of those nerds who comes up with cute code names for everyone he calls. Solar was marked in Griff's contacts as Captain Obvious. It rang 3 times. Then a voice I've only ever heard on TV or the internet filled my ears. Warm and deep and, okay, fatherly. I'm only human. Kid, everything okay? For a moment, the warm, squishy feeling in my stomach thought he was talking to me until my cynical hardened brain marched in and reminded me I was on someone else's phone. This is Friday, Valentina, I said, keeping my voice calm and professional. Frickin' miracle. He paused, and this time his voice was slightly less warm. Does Jay need help? Sun-powered, planet-punching original Solar was a veteran on the Aussie Butte Super Team when Jay Jupiter was called up at the age of 12. I guess he was still a little protective. How sweet. He's fine. This is personal. I'm afraid I don't give interviews, Ms. Valentina. He knew who I was. How stupid was I to feel glad I was on his radar? Of course he knew who I was. I was Tina Valentina's daughter. Random TV Week readers knew who I was. My mother's missing, I blurted. We think she may have gone to another dimension. For a story. The warmth was back. Let me guess. The Mega Death Ray interview.
Yes.
That sounds about right. I'm sure Tina will be fine.
You didn't know about this? She didn't speak to you before she left?
I'm afraid not. We haven't spoken in years.
Oh.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
He wasn't Solar.
I didn't even know what name he went by these days. He was Clancy Bunning before he became Solar, but very few superheroes keep the same name when they retire. He was the most famous hero we've ever had in Australia. Stalker Magnet would be putting it lightly. Sorry for bothering you, I said and hung up. Griff was waiting outside my room. Such a waste of time, I said, smacking the phone into his hand. It would have bugged you, he said, unapologetic.
I hate you.
You're right. Whatever. I pulled out my own phone and scrolled through my recent calls for one of the non-father figures in my life that I had actually met. Original Solar who? When I returned to my living room, it was still full of blonde superheroes. So I just got off the phone with Billy Brett. The award-winning photojournalist, said Joey, sounding surprised. Yeah, like 95% of people Fry knows are famous, drawled Griff. You get used to it. You can shut up, Mr. Did Not Complain About Meeting Delta Goodrum and Miranda Otto. I crossed my arms. Billy was not surprised at the idea that Mum might have risked extra-dimensional travel to get the Mega Death Ray interview. He remembers her outlining a similar plan on a bar napkin one night. Danny made a couple of taps on her keyboard. So what was he able to tell you about the bar napkin plan?
Her plan involved Astra.
Astra looked up slowly. Me? The bar napkin was 6 years ago, I assured her. Oh, not me. There had been 4 Astras in the history of Australian superheroes. She was a legacy. Oh, that's not good. What? Said Joey, innocent lamb that she was. What's wrong with the other Astras? Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. We'll be back with another chapter next week. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.